Welcome back to the Effective Ministry Podcast, the podcast that helps you have an effective youth and children's ministry in your church. My name is Al James. I'm a youth ministry advisor for YouthWorks in Sydney. And today we're going to be talking about building a culture of serving in your kids' ministry. We're going to be joined by Sam Davidson, Director of Family Ministry at Norwest Anglican Church in Sydney's Northwest. And in fact, it's the church that I go to along with my family as well. And I wanted to chat to Sam about the topic of young people serving, both in their own programs, as well as in other areas of church life. He's been thinking a lot about where children fit in the life of the church, what holistic discipleship of children looks like, and what role serving plays in that discipleship. We talk about what's happening at Norwest, the thinking behind it, and what he hopes to see as kids take up these opportunities to serve. But before we get to that, did you know that a new episode of the Effective Ministry Podcast drops every Wednesday? So if you want to make sure you hear all the great conversations around children's and youth ministry, make sure you're subscribed on the podcasting platform of your choice. We'll also let you know each Wednesday on the newish Facebook page. Give that a thumbs up and you'll get all the updates and you can join in the conversation there as well. In the next few weeks, we're going to be hearing from Matt and Lauren Redmond, thinking about children's identity in Christ. They are the author and the illustrator of a soon-to-be-launched children's book that shows the beauty of the gospel in a simple and powerful way. The episode after that, we'll be talking with Harriet Connor, the editor of Growing Faith, a ministry of YouthWorks which offers wisdom and encouragement for raising Christian children in the modern world. So look out for that conversation about equipping families for faithful parenting. Well, that's what's coming up. But now, let's go to the conversation with Sam Davidson about the place of kids serving as a part of holistic discipleship. I'm here with Sam Davidson from Norwest Anglican Church. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Al. How you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. And tell us, what is your role at Norwest?
So I am the Director of Family Ministries, which is essentially a kids ministry role, but I think about both supporting parents in their role across the church and supporting leaders in their role as they teach kids about Jesus. That's great.
Nice. Now, Sam, we want to talk a little bit about serving kids, young people serving, I guess, in at Norwest particularly, and just thinking about that. You've been thinking about young people serving and kids serving for a little while at Norwest. What does it actually look like at church?
Yeah, so I love thinking about how to get kids involved in all parts of church life. Yeah, from last year, which is when I started at Norwest, I've been trying to get kids involved in just different aspects of church life, whether that's up the front during the school holidays, reading the Bible and praying, or doing a little book review or things like that. Also, sort of one-off bigger events like our nativity play. We had a lot of kids obviously participating in that, but also doing the tech and the props and things like that. And yeah, in other ways, just trying to think about each ministry in the church. If we think that kids are part of the body of Christ, how can we get them involved in serving alongside adults, alongside teenagers, and yeah, get them participating and serving in church? That's been fantastic. And this year, we've been a bit more intentional in trying to encourage kids to serve in their own kids programs as well. And we've, yeah, given them an opportunity to sign up for getting involved in organizing a game or a craft or being a buddy for someone in their program, trying to get them feeling like it's not just a program that they go to and they receive teaching from, but that they're involved in and actively serving in and actively a part of. Yeah, it's been great.
So like hearing all that sort of stuff and the broader context of serving and young people serving at Norwest, you've got kind of formal opportunities, you've got informal opportunities. There are things that you have planned, you've got things that you can sign up for, you've got things that are kind of opportunistic. But just recently though, and this you alluded to this in the last moment, just recently you kind of made a formal step forward in terms of that. Just tell us a little bit about what that is, what you did, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so we send a letter to parents at the start of each term about what's happening in their kids' programs during that term, what they're teaching. We have a little photo of their leaders so they can know who their leaders are of their kids. And along with that, and the start of term one, we just sent a little blurb about encouraging kids to be serving in church and how good that is and why we want to do that. And attached on the back of the letter, a form that they can fill in with their kids expressing an interest in ways they can serve, either in their own program, as I said, running a game or a craft or a memory verse activity, or outside the program, in the wider church, being involved in setup or welcoming people to church or We have a kids' church library that we put out after church each week, and they can be a supervisor for that and helping people borrow books from the library. And as I said, reading the Bible in church and leading in prayer. We gave that to parents and said, yeah, have a think about this with your kids. Are they interested in serving in any of these ways? And some of them will involve their input as well and involvement. So I wanted them to know about it and do it with their kids. And then they can hand that back to me or their leaders, and we can organize a time to chat about which of those things they might be involved in.
Now, it's reasonably early days with this particular thing that you've done. Have you had much of a response already?
Yeah, there's been a bit, which has been good. Not too much, which is also good, because it takes a bit of work. Once you get kids involved in things, it makes things more complex in a good way. But yeah, there's been a few families who have really got on board with it, and kids who are, yeah, really keen to be involved and lead alongside their leaders. It's been great.
And so there are actually quite a lot of reasons why practically or pragmatically it's actually quite difficult to do this, to get kids involved in serving and involved in ministry, that kind of thing. So I got to ask the question, Sam, why are you doing this? Why encourage kids to serve at Norwest?
Yeah, good question, Al. Good question. It is a bit of work, but
your workload has increased, presumably, since you've put this together.
That's right. It's not something where, yeah, you can delegate to someone something and then it's easier for you, actually, especially with kids, but with any sort of enabling others to serve. It does require work in training them up and communicating and that sort of thing. But ultimately, I think it's because we love the kids of our church, and we know that true life and joy is found in serving our God and in serving others. And part of the discipleship that we want to be doing of the kids of our church is showing them that part of it is to serve others, that it's not just about learning and growing yourself, but the Christian life is lived out in love for others. And yeah, we want to encourage them to do that. I think perhaps counterintuitively, one of my favorite passages when I think about serving is in Acts 17, when Paul is in Athens and he's talking about God, and he says, God is the creator of everything. He's the Lord of heaven and earth. He doesn't live in temples made by man, and nor is he served as if he needed anything, but he himself gives life and breath and everything. And that is, God doesn't need our service. That's what Paul's saying. Not like the gods of Greece and the Roman world. Our God doesn't need us for his work. He could do it all himself, but he's chosen to use us for his service. It's actually a gift to us that God says, hey, you can serve me.
Yeah.
And so we want to extend that gift, not just to the adults of our church and the teenagers, but the kids as well. We want them to be able to experience the joy of serving him in various ways.
I mean, there's a particular, I guess, a theology of children going on there. As you talk about that, like there is actually something, by the sound of, you know, as I poke and prod at your theology of children, there's something going on there that means that children, actually Christian children and just those that are disciples of Jesus, part of them being a Christian, part of them being a disciple is service. You can't kind of separate that out. But do you want to say any more about, I guess, the theology of children that is going on behind the action or the ministry that you've planned? What's the theology of children going on behind it?
I guess the main thing is that we consider the children of Christian parents, or at least one Christian parent, to be part of the visible church. They're part of the body of Christ. And unless and until they explicitly walk away, we treat them as if they're part of the church. And so we give them opportunities to serve age appropriately and maturity appropriately. Yeah, we think they're in. And part of bringing them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, which is what we're called to do, is not just to teach them things, but to show them a way of life. And that includes serving in all sorts of ways, at home, at school, in their sports teams. They live out their faith in all those ways, but at church as well. As Paul says in Galatians, we're to do good to everyone, but especially those of the household of faith. We want them to be living out their Christian walk as they grow up at church and serving in that way. And yeah, I guess, as I said, the broad foundation is that kids are part of the church. And it's good for the rest of the church as well to see that as kids are up the front doing things, as they're serving morning tea, as they're welcoming others. I think it teaches the whole church that we think kids are a part of this and are important, and that they can contribute. We can learn from them as well as them learning from us.
Yeah, I want to just pause on that for a moment. What do you see as the impacts of young people serving throughout the church? You talked about it's good for them to see it. Like, what's the result of that for the rest of the church?
Yeah, I think it's really encouraging for people to see those in different ages and stages and backgrounds and cultures serving Jesus alongside them. There's one of the beautiful things about the church that is unique is the fact that there's so much diversity and yet unity. There's people who are 5 years old and 95 years old standing side by side, singing praises to God, you know, standing side by side in kids ministry, teaching others and welcoming others. And the more that we can, encourage all the things that we do as a church to be intergenerational, to have young people and old people, men and women, people of different backgrounds and cultures working together, the more it, shows the beauty and reality of the gospel that brings us together. And so, I love seeing the smile on older people's faces when kids get up to do things in church or when they're reflecting what they've been learning in kids' church of, or giving a review of a book that they've read from the library. And I think it makes sense with God's design of church that would be mutually encouraged of people of different ages.
And there is a little bit of like, oh, isn't that so lovely? But but I mean, in my experience as well, it does seem that there is genuine encouragement, not just like, oh, it's so great, these little, you know, patting you on your head, sort of being a little bit condescending, kind of young people doing this wonderful, special, cute little thing, but actually genuine encouragement when a young person espouses the incredible truths of God. Really wonderful. So there's a lot going on there in the theology. You know, you sort of touched on the idea of age and maturity, you know, like there's an appropriateness depending on the age, maturity, that kind of thing of the kids in, how you think about serving. So, I mean, my question is then, should all kids be serving? Does it matter if they're Christian, if they're non-Christian? Is spiritual maturity a factor? Do some of these factors, you know, determine the kinds of ways in which kids serve, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think it's not easy to answer necessarily. There's wisdom that needs to be applied. But if we do have that conviction that kids who are in a Christian family, who haven't explicitly walked away from the faith, that they're disciples of Jesus or should be considered as disciples, then there should be some ways for them to serve. I think maturity level does impact the ways that they serve. If there's obviously any teaching or leading, if you're being a buddy of someone who's younger and really getting alongside them, they're seeing you as a model, and so you should be worthy of being emulated in that age appropriate way.
I just want to stop there, because when you said teaching and leading, my mind immediately went to kind of leading a service or preaching or something like that. But the example that you used there was being a buddy, like that.
That's right. I probably wouldn't get the kids up for a sermon yet. We'll see how we go, or even teaching in kids' church, but. Being like teaching is, in informal ways as well as formal ways. If you have conversations happening from older kids to younger kids, telling them about the story or as they're doing the coloring in or craft, talking to them, that is a teaching role in a sense. And so, if there are older kids who are working with younger kids and serving them in some way, then we want to have them at a level of maturity that, is suitable for that kind of serving. But there's plenty of ways in which I think even really young kids can serve, especially alongside their parents as they welcome other kids to church, as they help serve or make morning tea for the group or supervise the library. There's lots of ways in which kids can serve, even at a very young age, where it's very hard to determine their spiritual maturity. Still great to get them involved.
And presumably as well, you know, thinking about the spiritual maturity, service is a common good as well. Right. So the idea of serving is a common good kind of, you know, it's or common grace, I should say. And so the idea that even a non-Christian should, that's actually a good thing for a non-Christian to serve. But I guess we want to be careful about the ways in which a non-Christian kid might serve because of those spiritual maturity factors, the leadership things that you've talked about there.
Yeah. And I think in the conversation before a kid would serve in a particular way, what that involves would be talking about the reasons why they're serving. You know, this is because we love Jesus and because we want to serve him and love others because we love him. And using that as a discipleship moment. It's not because just there's things to do and you're as good as anyone. No, actually, we do this out of our love for Jesus. And if they come back and say, oh, no, I don't want to, you know, I don't think I want to do that for that reason. Well, then that's something to talk about.
Yeah. I guess the question I want to ask is, how do you convince a child that that is the reason that they're serving or that you know what I mean? Because particularly sometimes parents as well, you know, when you see a young person serving, quite often the response or one of the possible responses can be, you did so well. You did such a great job at that. You spoke so well, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's entirely appropriate at one level. Mm-hmm. But if that is all that's going on there, you're actually potentially reinforcing the idea that this is a thing that you are doing, which is because of how good you are at a certain thing and that kind of thing. Have you got thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a big danger. And that's often the immediate response of people once they see a kid serving in a certain way. I think it is to reinforce to that child the effect of what they've done is, what the effect of what they've done is. So, you know, explaining to a child who's read the Bible up front of church, you know, that's fantastic. Do you know, because you prepared that and because you, you know, practiced it and didn't stumble over many words and you made it clear for everyone, actually people heard God's voice today clearly and they actually could learn and grow about God because of the way that you prepared that and served. And they knew where to go in their Bible because you told them the right page number. And so focusing on the effect of what they've done rather than on how well they did it. Mm. And, you know, the same with praying up the front of church or contributing in their kids' church program. We had one of your daughters actually.
Full disclosure, I attend Northwest Anglican Church.
Yeah, that's right. One of your daughters was leading and preparing the craft last Sunday. And yeah, we're able to say to her beforehand, she was part of our pre-meeting as we're working out what we're going to do and going through the program. And we could say to her, you know, this is fantastic that you've prepared this craft and are going to explain it to everyone. It's going to be a great reminder for them whenever they use it about the story today. Mm. When they put together this craft and when they take it home and use it and show their mum and dad, they can remember the story even more and remember this thing about Jesus. And so I think it is, trying to focus their eyes on what God is doing through their service rather than what they did and how well they did it.
No, I love that. I love the idea that you're not hiding from them. I mean, no one's going to intentionally hide that from, but to actually make clear the reason for why people serve. It's really wonderful. Mm. Now, Sam, we talked a little bit about the theology of serving. Was there any other sort of relevant research, principles, that kind of thing that you had either read or were thinking about as you approached this topic?
Yeah, well, there is a fair bit of research that shows that kids who serve and youth who serve in church are more likely to, be engaged with their faith longer term. And so the book called Sticky Faith, which you might have heard of, which was probably done 10, 15 years ago by some guys in the States, found this in particular. That was a big part of what made young people stick around in church and in their faith was that they were actively involved in church in serving younger kids, in serving in different ways in the church. And I think it makes sense. I think it's, you know, it reinforces what the Bible says about how important serving is and what a privilege it is and how it actually, is a joy and reinforces the truth of what the gospel says and how to live it out. So, I think that research still holds and bears true. I think, you can see that kids and teenagers who are most engaged in their younger years, much more likely to retain that as they go into adulthood.
Around that kind of stat that you sort of have raised there, that retention of faith long-term if young people are serving, I have heard conversation around this particular stat is as kind of a, if you lock them into a role, if you kind of go, well, how will we keep them at church? Oh, we'll give them a role. We'll make them do kids' church, whatever it is.
Yep.
You know, like serving as an instrument for kind of locking young people into church, that seems deficient to me. Have you got thoughts?
Well, it could be true in some cases. And I guess it's a question of, correlation and causation. So there is a correlation between kids who serve and have a role and kids who stick with the faith. But what's the cause? Is it just because they feel compelled by their ministry leader who's given them this role and they feel like they don't want to let them down and they want to look good? It's possible. That's why it's so important to keep reinforcing why the person is serving. I think a much more probable causation is that this person is experiencing a more full version of what it means to be a Christian. It's not just head knowledge. They've lived it out in the way that they've served others. And I think we're designed by God to live in service and love of others. And the more that we do that, the more likely we are to know that Christianity is true. It's the difference between just knowing something on paper and having lived it. The more that we actually live out the Christian life, the more we're convinced that it's true. It works. I think that's more likely causation than just the fact that they feel compelled to keep serving.
So here's my question then. If that book had never been written, Sticky Faith, 10, 15 years ago, whenever it was, would you still, or is it still a good idea to have young people given opportunities to serve?
Yes, absolutely, I'd say. And like all research, I think, it really, if it's done well, it just tends to reinforce what we already know is true. I mean, there's obvious biblical reasons why we want to get kids involved in serving in the church. And that's the primary motivation, whether or not it correlates to in the statistics or not.
Mm. We want biblical faith first, and we expect, I guess, the statistics to kind of back up what God has already kind of deemed to be true in his word.
That's right. And it can, I think the research is really helpful in that it can alert us to perhaps truths in the Bible that we hadn't noticed. Mm. And so if you didn't notice that actually serving is a really important part of living a Christian life, and you read that statistic, you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense actually. We should try and get our kids and young people serving more.
You've been thinking about this for a while. You've made this step. With this particular step, and I guess with the other things as well, what did you do to raise the conversation, I guess, at church? You've got various different stakeholders involved. You've got the parents, you've got the staff team. Yeah, what did you do to raise the conversation?
Yeah, well, yeah, it is important to communicate more widely, particularly with the parents, obviously. Yeah, some ways that kids are going to be serving involve the parents as well. And so we want it to be a thing that, that we do, that kids do with their parents and alongside working out as a family. How can we serve as a family in church? And so that's why we put it out in the letter at the start of the term. This is why we want to encourage kids to serve, and this is how to do it. Please do this with your kids. But also with the...
Just on that, as I went through this form with my kids, it was actually an incredible opportunity to be teaching them about the Christian life and serving. And so we were looking through the options and we were saying, why would we do that? Why would you do that?
Mm.
And, thinking about some of the options, and what do we do that for and that kind of thing. And it was just, I'm really thankful for the opportunity. Who would have thought filling in a form would be a great discipleship moment?
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, and it gives the opportunity as well to talk to your kids about, a theology of church and of using gifts for God's glory and for the benefit of others as well. What of these things do you think God has gifted you at? And what do you think that maybe would help you grow in this or that way? Maybe you could give this a go this term and this a go another term. So definitely a big part of it is partnering with parents and allowing them to have that discipleship moment.
And what about the staff team, Sam?
Yeah, so that's important as well, I guess, because you're inviting, particularly if you're inviting kids to be involved in different aspects of church life, it does make it more complex in some ways.
Join the tech team.
Yeah, that's right.
And the tech team are like, oh, what?
Nah, that'll work.
Seen it work though.
Yes, and it has. And, there's a beautiful, it's a bit off script as well, but there was a beautiful moment at the end of last year. There's one of the kids of our church who has autism, has high social anxiety, who didn't want to come to church for a while, was feeling really nervous about it all. And I chatted to his dad about, ways we can try and help him feel more comfortable in church, and raise the idea of helping with on the tech team. And the tech is run from the room that we're in right now, which is a bit away from the main church gathering upstairs. And they gave it a go, like him with his son, and loved it. And it was sort of away from everyone, so there wasn't as much social anxiety. He was interested in technology and that sort of thing. And that really fueled his desire to keep coming for church. He did it for a few weeks in a row. And he still does it occasionally. Mm. But it was a beautiful moment of just thinking, this is a way for a kid who, is feeling unsure about whether he wants to come to church at all, to give him a role to be involved in a way that suits his gifts and the way God's made him to encourage him to be part of the church. But talking to the staff team is important, because things like that, organizing how that sort of training is going to happen with the tech team and stuff, is really important. So the end of last year, presented at our sort of staff conference some of the things that we're thinking for this year and why we're going to do it, and what support I would give to different team leaders across the church to try and make it happen. And and again, the big thing is why. Why is this important that we want to get kids involved? It is going to be harder. It is going to be more complex in some ways. There are going to be more mistakes made up the front in a Bible reading that a kid makes. But this is why it's worth it, and this is how it could happen. So I think that's, it's an important conversation to have. And I'm, blessed to be at a church where, yeah, it's quite easy to come up with new ideas and give things a go, and that's really supported. It can be harder at a church where that's not the case as much.
So you rolled this out, this particular aspect of it, not that long ago with the form that you sent home from for kids' church for parents and that kind of thing to fill out with their kids. So what have you seen? And I guess also rolled up into that, you know, you wake up one day, miracle scenario, everything is as you want it to be and as you hope to be. What's that look like? So yeah, what's been happening and what would success look like?
Yeah, so we've been doing more of the serving across the wider church for a bit longer now, since last year. And one thing I've found is that it does slowly change the culture of the church and encourages other kids to be involved as well. I think because there are a few kids that put their hand up to do things up the front of church or to help with welcoming and things like that, other kids and families saw that and thought, oh, maybe I could do that as well. And the kids who did it grew in a bit more confidence and thought, oh yeah, this is a place where I can contribute as well. So it was harder at the start, but yeah, it did get easier because yeah, it grew that culture. And that'll take a while for the kids serving in their kids' programs as well, I think, because that's a relatively new thing. That'll take a while. And I really want to, you know, in a few years, I think that's probably how long it'll take, to have a culture in our church where you just have people of different ages all serving in all parts of church life, and not just in formal ways, but because these sort of formal things have been happening, there's an informal culture of serving as well, so that kids who are in programs are looking out for those who are new because maybe they've done welcoming a bit before, or looking out for kids who are younger in their program who are struggling with something and going to help them or going to talk to them. It's, yeah, I want it to move just not just from a formal way, but to move towards an informal sort of culture of serving as well. And to, I think one thing we've found as well is there's, as we've gone over time, there's been less of a sense of, oh, that's so nice that the kids did that thing. Oh, that's, you know, that sort of.
It's less tokenistic.
It's less tokenistic and genuinely like, you know, we're just thankful for our brother or sister who's 7 years old, who's, you know, served us in this way. Mm. And there's a real sense that, yeah, that we're in this together, not tokenistic. So, yeah.
I mean, what you describe sounds quite a lot like the Heavenly Church, you know, like this idea of, you know, the barriers between people having kind of melted away and lost their significance in terms of, you know, unity and that kind of thing. I mean, look, it sounds amazing.
We'll get there in a couple of years, Al. The Heavenly Church manifest on earth at Norwest.
Yeah. It's incredible. You know, as someone who is attending and my kids are involved in small ways, it's really encouraging to kind of have this opportunity at church. Sam, thank you so much. And really appreciate the wisdom that you've been able to share.
Thanks, Al. I'm a longtime listener and fan of the podcast, so great to be involved with you.
The Effective Ministry Podcast is a production of Youth Works in Sydney. We want to see effective youth and children's ministry in every church. One of the ways that you can help us do that is by letting people know about this podcast in all the usual ways, like, comment, share, and review on your favorite social media and podcasting platform. If you've got comments, thoughts, or questions for this podcast, you can email us at effectiveministrypodcast@youthworks.net. And also check out youthworks.net for other ways that YouthWorks can help you have effective youth and children's ministry in your church.